Onward now with Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chitakis. You know about the Hollywood Walk of Fame, with folks from around the world flocking to see the thousands of celebrity stars drilled into the sidewalk. But did you know there's a Hall of Fame in Orange County? There is one now. The OC Board of Supervisors created one, and last week they announced the inaugural class of 10 notable Orange Countyans. So who's in and who's not? Our OC Oracle, LA Times columnist Gustavo Arellano is here to talk about it. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So what's the story with this brand new OC Hall of Fame? Who's behind it? And by the way, who decides who's going to be inducted into it?
So the Board of Supervisors were in December, which means no one's really paying attention to stuff, and everyone's in a holiday spirit, so they decided we're going to create this Hall of Fame. So every year, there's going to be 10 people inducted. For this first class, it was the supervisors among themselves who decided who the 10 people were going to be. But in future years, there's going to be an ad hoc committee created by the Board of Supervisors that's going to be new every single year. And on top of that, the supervisors, they could also nominate 5 individuals. And yeah, I mean, hey, Orange County has its own Hall of Fame. Whoopee.
Well, 10 notable figures. Do we have any names so far?
It's an interesting class. Let's put it this way. So Greg Louganis, the Olympic gold diver, he was cool. You have Walt Disney, who never lived in Orange County, but it's Disneyland. I don't know about that one. Gwen Stefani, of course, no doubt. Anaheim girl, totally makes sense. Kobe Bryant, a guy who lived in Orange County, but of course, you know, L.A. saying, wait a minute, Kobe Bryant's not O.C., he's L.A. Amanda Beard, another gold winner, swimmer, Tiger Woods, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. And then you get some developers, because, hey, Orange County, we worship our developers. So Frank Zhao, one of the big developers of what's now Little Saigon. William Lyon, who most people outside of Orange County don't know, but he was huge in both influencing the Republican Party here and also just developing a lot of South Orange County. And lastly, but not leastly, Henry Segerstrom, who developed South Coast Plaza and was a longtime huge philanthropist for the arts around the area.
So will there be stars in the sidewalk? How will these 10 notable figures be honored?
Nope. When you go pay your taxes, you go to the County Hall of Administration, and there you go. You could see the hall. I mean, it's so easy to make fun of, but in a way, I also think Orange County's finally realizing, like, people are truly interested in our history beyond just, Disneyland and palm trees and orange groves. And I could find a lot of problems with this initial list. But my hope is as the years go on, you start getting people who maybe most Orange Countyans really don't know, like the families who sued to desegregate Mexican schools back in the 1940s. That would be cool. Or like some other local heroes as well. There's already people upset that there wasn't a single Latino on this initial class, even though Latinos make up about 35% of the population. And there's also some egregious omissions that the Board of Supervisors themselves said, we don't want to get into controversy just yet.
So you're talking about like Richard Nixon, right?
Who,
of course,
Richard Nixon,
Yorba Linda. Yeah.
Quintessential Orange County boy, of course, grew up mostly in Whittier, but came back to Orange County. The Nixon Library is there. And if you want to talk about influencing Orange County, another person, obvious one, John Wayne. I mean, we have an airport named after him. And now you're not allowed to like John Wayne. But John Wayne lived his last decade in Orange County. He also, if you want to talk about the future of Orange County, all of his children are half Latinos. His son-in-law, Greg Munoz, he was the first Chicano judge on the Orange County Superior Court. So this was a man who, I think history in general, we can't just have unblemished heroes and sheroes. There needs to be complications here. So to not have Nixon and John Wayne, to me, it's already like, come on, like you're already playing politics here. Although to me, the irony is that you had Republicans on the Board of Supervisors who could have easily put them in and they decided not to. So I guess that's also indicative of Orange County change.
And again, this will happen every year, right? So the list will grow.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to grow again. You're going to have an ad hoc committee every single year. My hope is that it's not stocked with people who only think history in Orange County, ended in like the 1960s. And the criteria of, who are like the people who are eligible, either they were born and raised in Orange County, they had business to do in Orange County, and then something that's really kind of weird, had one major life experience or won a big award in Orange County. I have no idea what that means. But hey, this is why citizens should be paying attention to their history, and they should be sending names in to the Board of Supervisors for future consideration.
Will there be a ceremony for these first 10, you know, like with bunning everywhere and music and all that stuff?
They should really bring in Gwen Stefani to do a solo performance.
To do a concert.
Right there.
There you go.
Yeah, right in front of the Board of Supervisors. There is going to be a ceremony. There's going to be an unveiling to all of it. Who will show up? I mean, it remains to be seen. Gwen Stefani, even though she hasn't lived in Orange County for a long time, she always represents Orange County. She did the farewell concert at the late, great Irvine Meadows. She was there at the now the Honda Center for its 30th anniversary. So, I mean, if you want the young people to show up, then you're going to bring in Gwen Stefani. But it remains to be seen who will show up. But I think residents should. And again, if Orange County is finally truly going to celebrate its history, then let's make sure it's a history that is truly inclusive and truly tells the truth.
No doubt. Exciting times ahead. You see what I did there? Exciting times ahead.
Love it. Yeah.
Gustavo Arellano, columnist for the LA Times, our insider, of course, our oracle for everything OC. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.
That's going to do it for us this evening. Tomorrow, an update on a big walkout and strike on the campuses of Cal State University, all up and down California. And later in the week, on Thursday, how a middle school compost project is helping kids face an environmental uncertainty. That's yours this week on Greater LA on 89.9 KCRW. We're always online at kcrw.com/GLA. While you're there, tell us how you're doing. Share a story idea with us. Get the podcast, too. And wherever you get the podcast, for that matter, just search KCRW Greater LA. Juliana Mayo, Zoe Matthew, Kelsey Gante, Eddie Sun, Sonia Geis, Sue Margulies, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Michael Vogel, and Christian Bordall all helped run this evening's episode. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Bye-bye.